fashions the character. August 16. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts in your ignorance, but as he which hath called you is holy, so be ye holy. The transforming power of Christ's grace molds the one who gives himself to God's service. Imbued with the Spirit of the Redeemer, he is ready to deny self, ready to take up the cross, ready to make any sacrifice for the Master. No longer can he be indifferent to the souls perishing around him. He is lifted above self-serving. He has been created anew in Christ, and self-serving has no place in his life. He realizes that every part of his being belongs to Christ, who has redeemed him from the slavery of sin, that every moment of his future has been bought with the precious lifeblood of God's only begotten Son. Christ is our pattern, and those who follow Christ will not walk in darkness, for they will not seek their own pleasure. To glorify God will be the continual aim of their life. Christ represented the character of God to the world. The Lord Jesus so conducted his life that men were compelled to acknowledge that he had done all things well. The world's Redeemer was the light of the world, for his character was without fault. Though he was the only begotten Son of God, and the heir of all things in heaven and earth, he did not leave an example of indolence and self-indulgence. Christ never flattered anyone. He never deceived or defrauded, never changed his course of straightforward uprightness to obtain favor or applause. He ever expressed the truth. The law of kindness was in his lips, and there was no guile in his mouth. Let the human agent compare his life with the life of Christ, and through the grace which Jesus imparts to those who make him their personal Savior, reach the standard of righteousness. Those who follow Christ will be continually looking into the perfect law of liberty, and through the grace given them by Christ, will fashion the character according to the divine requirements.